Hey friends, Jamie Grace here. And depending on what time of the year, either every single Saturday or one or two Saturdays out of the month, I host Wait It Out on Instagram at 5 p.m. Pacific time. It's a time for people that are single, dating, or even those that are like in a full-on relationship and they're just trying to figure some things out. It's a great place to come and talk about dating and relationships. And I host that on my Instagram. It's an Instagram live that we do. What you're about to hear is one of those episodes. And so some of the audio might be a little bit like because it's from an Insta Live, but I hope that you guys enjoy it. And if you enjoyed enough, I hope that you will subscribe to this podcast, of course. And I hope that you will hop on over to Instagram and make sure that you check out the next episode of Wait It Out. Riding with my babe, but today I'll be singing with my girls, singing with my ladies. All the girls with no ring on the hair, I'm gonna wait it out because we can, yes we can. Welcome, 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 you guys. I'm so glad that you're here. My name is Jamie Grace. We're going to talk about dating, relationships, and so much more tonight, I'm sure, because welcome to my brain. But this is a Saturday night thing that I do called Wait It Out, and it's where we talk about dating and relationships. It's kind of targeted to 18 and up. This is not necessarily a conversation for kids or young ears. And then tonight, or rather, yeah, this month, we're doing a four-part series called How to Date that I brought up a few weeks ago kind of sarcastically because I, you know, am not like a pro or anything like that. it's so sweet. The girl said, I'm not 18 and up. I just wanted to say hi. Hi. So I kind of brought up sarcastically, like, I'm not an expert, but I should do something called How to Date. And then you guys are like, wait, do that. So last week, which is going up on my YouTube today and my podcast today, it's already like in the distribution thing. It's just over an hour long video. And so it's taking a long time to upload to YouTube and the audio to my podcast. What up, Shintara? Good to see you, girl. I was thinking about you today. I was like, I want some braids. I was literally thinking about you today. But today we're going to be talking about part two, almost to three. Part two is going to be how to take it to the next level. So this is after you've gone on a few dates with someone, after maybe 5, 6, 7, 8, 12 dates, 2, 3, 4, 5. It just depends. There's no exact number. But this is going to be talking about how to take it to the next level. Someone said, I'm 17. Is that okay? You could totally be okay listening to this. It really just depends, to be honest, where you are in your season of life and kind of what makes sense for you. I say 18 and up because there are some 16 or 17 year olds that have never thought about dating, that have never thought about, you know, being in a relationship. And so I don't want them to feel uncomfortable or to bring up subject matter that is not appropriate. But there are some 16 and 17 year olds that are already dating, who are, or their friends are all dating. And so if you hear that I'm gonna be talking about dating and relationships and you feel like you're old enough, honestly, you probably are. So that's that. My husband is bringing a steamer home and he's gonna be steaming this for me because I just got it out of the box. But it says Create. I know it's backwards for you guys, but it's designed by Morgan Harper Nichols. And then this one says Jesus Family Tacos. It is designed by me and I'm really proud of these. I just put them up today and my husband's gonna steam them for me because they're wrinkled, but I'm really excited about them anyway. So. Yeah, I'm really pumped about this tonight. We're going to talk about how to take it to the next level. Now, the first thing is, like, before you actually take it to the next level is you got to figure out if it's the right time to for y'all. My live video paused because I had an alarm on my phone that said, don't forget about Instagram Live. So that was late, but I'm glad you guys are here. Regardless, just want to make sure that I say this one more time. It's totally okay if you came here a few late. This goes on my YouTube channel. This goes on my podcast. The audio does. It goes on to all of those places. So don't even worry. If you miss this, it's going to go on my Instagram feed literally right after. Last week's is already on my Instagram feed. It is the thumbnail where I'm in a black sweatshirt and I'm going like that. Yeah, Morgan and I both, we've had these for a while. It's on Society 6. You can find them, but I'll promote it more when it's not wrinkled. So here's the thing. Before you take a dating relationship to the next level, you gotta decide, like, if it's the right time. You know, a lot of people, the excitement is like, no, like I want to find a guy that I like. I want to find a girl that I like and I want to start dating right away. We're going to fall in love or we're going to get married. We're going to have kids. And, you know, it's like that excitement, you know, shows up and you just want to like go real fast and like make everything happen. And I understand that because my dating relationship, you know, with my husband, our courtship, if you will, I think all words are applicable within this context, but our relationship kind of moved at a faster pace than most people possibly would have anticipated. So I totally understand not wanting it to be this like drawn out 12-year process. Definitely 12-year process is unhealthy, but in my opinion, but that's another conversation. But I do think that, you know, I understand it not wanting to be this like 2 to 3 to 4 year process. And I understand the anxiousness and the excitement of wanting to just get it over with, if you will. I've heard a lot of people say that. I just want to get it over with. I just want to know who I'm going to be with. And I want to be with that person. But understand that there is no exact timeline to all of this. You could look at my story and copy and paste it into your life. And it could be a hot mess. In the same way that I could look at Priscilla Shire's story and copy and paste it into my life and it could be a hot mess. In the same way that Priscilla could look at my mom and dad's story, copy and paste it into her life and it could be a hot mess. And she came to mind because she's a friend and someone that I admire. And I know that she has a beautiful marriage and so beautiful family as well. And so do my parents. And so those are three different marriages. One, you know, is my own, but three marriages that I admire, if you will. But even the timeline of all three of those cannot be copied and pasted just with the anticipation of it turning out just like the other person. It's just not gonna work. You know, you hear stories all the time of like, you know, people that graduated high school in 2 to 3 years because they took a certain amount of classes and that kind of stuff. It's like that works for some people, but it's not going to work for everybody. My sister finished with high school when she was 12 years old. That's the level of smart that Morgan Harper Nichols is. She doesn't really brag on herself because that's just not really the kind of person she is. And I mean, I get it, you know, but she finished with high school when she was 12 years old. The reason why, or like 13, whatever. She was way too young to have finished high school. The reason why she didn't graduate till she was 16 is essentially she and my mom just made up more work for her to do because my mom just felt like, you know, going to college too young, it just didn't really make sense for Morgan because she wanted to like live on campus and stuff. Whereas I didn't finish college or high school till I was 16 years old. Something, you know, I know that's still younger than the standard of 18, but if I was looking at Morgan and being like, oh man, like I didn't do what you did, or I want to do it, you do, I would have failed. I would have failed miserably, not because I'm dumb, not because I'm not smart, but because I have strengths in my own way. My story is not Morgan's. And so the reason why I say that is because when talking about when to take things to the next level, the first question people always want to know is how many dates before we take it to the next level? How many dates do we go on before I sit down and I say, I like you? How many dates before you know you love someone? How many dates before you know you want to get married? That's going to be different for every person. That is my intro disclaimer. With that being said, your time is valuable. Your laughs are valuable. Your conversations are valuable. The questions you ask on a date are valuable. The answers you give to questions on a date are valuable. The time that you take to get dressed for a date, that is valuable. All of this stuff is valuable. It's precious. It's important. And it's so important that you don't waste it on something that's not going anywhere. If you're hitting a couple dates with somebody and it just kind of feels like y'all are just getting together to just talk about your favorite movies over and over again, that sounds like a really nice friend. But if there's no emotional connection, there's no physical connection, there's no physical attraction, rather, I don't want that to get taken the wrong way. If there is no type of anything beyond, oh, we're just having a random conversation, that's a friendship. A lot of people say, like, how do I get out of the friend zone? Maybe that person just sees you as a friend. Because there's people that you just see as a friend, and that's okay. It's not a sin to be in the friend zone. It's actually a very healthy place to be because it keeps you from dating every person you see. It's good to have good friends, but make sure that if you are in a season of your life of wanting to potentially find someone to fall in love with, you're not supposed to be going out all the time just with people, with like, say, 5 or 6 dates with somebody that's just a friend. Just be, well, we're just friends, I guess. If we just keep on going out, maybe one day he'll like me. That's not how it works. Maddie wants to know, do you have to brush your hair to find a man? Girl, no. I ain't brushed my hair in months. Curly hair advantages. Okay, so let's see. I mean, yes and no. Like, no, you don't have to, but, like, look your best. So, like, if you don't have to brush your hair, you know what I mean? Because you want to feel your best. So just be best. I'm stopping myself out of a rant right now. I did it. So last week we talked about this one thing that I'm always kind of talking about. It's about the kind of like the 3 different levels of like a list, if you will, like from interests, which is like interests are like going to be your first date. You know what I mean? Interests are like, what kind of movies do you like? So, do you really like the color blue, or is it just the color of your car? Like, that's first date, right? And even second, third date. And even now, now Aaron and I are like, so what did you watch on TikTok when you were hiding in the bathroom because the baby was chasing us? You know, like, that is like, interest is like base level. Always talk about that, you know, just great things to talk about. What are you interested in? And those things, like, you're probably not always gonna see eye to eye on stuff. Like, when Aaron and I first started talking, he wanted to watch some superhero show that I thought was the dumbest show in the world. I watched it because I wanted him to see that I was willing to watch a boring show, even though I thought it was boring. It still is. But you're not always gonna see eye to eye on your interests, right? And those are gonna be, of course, those first couple dates, you're gonna be talking about stuff, and he's gonna be like, oh, you know what I love? I love like satirical like documentaries about the ocean that all of the cast members are like parents. He's gonna love that stuff. And if you in your head are like, no, I don't want a second date, but he's a God-fearing man that has a nice face and opens your door and wants to treat you like a queen, that's on you, boo. So don't get caught up in the interest. Those interests are those first couple of dates. This is what we're talking about. We're trying to see what's going on. Then you're going to start moving into traditions. Traditions are going to come up at some point. You're going to find out, like, even when I just said one, always opening the door. Guys aren't always going to open the door. Does that make them a bad guy? No. But is that a tradition that you really believe in, that you are expecting? Then that's okay. Let him know that that's a tradition that means a lot to you. Like, you should open my door. Like, oh my gosh, however you guys end up bringing that up. But yet again, this is not the stuff. This is not the stuff that we are saying, should I or should I not take it to the next level? We're talking, again, this opening the door is a tradition. Nowhere in the Bible does it say he shalleth open the dooreth or he will burneth and helleth. It does not say that in any of the versions that I have read. And I'm a pastor's daughter. You know what I mean? So I've read a lot of different translations. So you're starting with interest and then you're moving into traditions. He might say at dinner one night, like, yeah, every September, me and all of my cousins, we spend the whole month doing a hot dog eating contest. It's pretty wild, but it basically sets us up for October, which is a 3-legged race that we all do with our significant others. Now, that might sound like the dumbest tradition in the world. Again, the traditions are not what are going to keep you from saying, do I want this to go into another date or not? Understand that traditions are negotiable. You know, your birthday might be in the middle of September. He falls in love with some incredible woman and he decides, you know what? I want to spend my birthday in Italy with her every year. I want to spend her birthday with her in Italy every year. Sorry to all my brothers and my cousins. I can't do the hot dog eating contest. That tradition is changing now. So I like to emphasize this because, again, when people ask me, how do I know that I should take it to the next level? You know what I mean? How do I know that I'm ready to take our dates into dating? A lot of people anticipate this perfect, just easy scenario where there's no compromise, where there's no negotiating, where there's nothing. Someone else said, what about kissing before you're married? That's always a tricky one because I know that people have really strong opinions on that one. So I like to remind people that when Aaron and I first started talking, we did not see eye to eye on that one. Now, again, I like to remind you, this is not the time to copy and paste my story or anyone else's story and just try to replicate it. Everything that you hear me say, I beg of you to take this to your prayer closet, to your quiet time, to your prayer with the Lord, and ask God, okay, how does this apply to my life? So the reason why I say we did not agree on that in the beginning, first of all, that is based on a tradition. And so I didn't want to kiss anyone until I was engaged, or, you know, until I knew I was going to marry that person. And Aaron would have preferred to wait until the altar. Now, we did not negotiate on that tradition. We did end up kissing before the altar, because I told him, like, look, bruh, my dad is not going to watch me figure out how to make out. I'm personally just not comfortable with that scenario. But we did not come to that compromise based on me changing his moral convictions and, you know, me telling him, oh, well, you know, I'm a better Christian than you, or well, God told me to tell. We're not talking about things that are biblically found. We're not talking about other levels of physical intimacy and sex and things like that. Yes, of course, there were many boundaries that came into play. Again, next week, we're going to talk way more about boundaries. But I say these things because a lot of people get hung up on traditions and don't want to move forward in a dating relationship. And people operate as though traditions from their family or from their culture are biblically sound. And if you don't have 100% of the same traditions, people act as though they cannot move forward into a healthy and God-honoring relationship. So that's traditions, right? Now, where it does start to get serious, someone said, it's amazing to see the age range. I know. It's so fascinating to me. A little challenging, if I'm honest, because I'm 28, so I often will speak, you know, like to peers, and then I'm like, wait, you're in 11th grade. Wait, you're older than me. Yeah, it's crazy, but it's all God. I pray before, during, and after these chats. So I hope it's good. So here we go. So then we've got, then we're going to talk into character, or I've also used the word conviction, which is a lot deeper than interests and then tradition and then character or conviction. And that is, in a second, we're going to talk about how to address this conversation, but that is stepping more into, okay, I have these convictions based on the word of God that I am saving sex until marriage. And so I would like to be in a dating relationship with someone that feels the same way. You know what I mean? I have this conviction in my heart. And remember, y'all know I get a little fired up about this. And remember that grace and mercy is applicable in all of this. So if you're looking at someone's past saying, oh, you did that 3 years ago, I'm not saying that those are not worthy conversations, because they are. But in this context, we're not talking about past. We're talking about people where they are right now and who they are moving forward. Because of our lives were like printed out and broadcast, there would be some things that we were ashamed of too, because for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Can I get an amen? So another thing would be like, look, a huge conviction of mine is to raise my children going to church, raise my children around a body of believers, you know. We're in a COVID world right now, so it's a little different. But, you know, if he's like, look, I'm just I'm anti-church. I am anti-worship service. I am anti-watching church online. That might be someone where you're like, I don't think that this should go past a second date or a third date. You know what I mean? Like, you might be like, hey, thanks for bringing that up. Thank you. Bye. Like, that might not be something. Another thing that might be like on another level is like just their character, which is a representation of your convictions, but which is a representation of their convictions. So say, someone's not very kind to a waiter and they're like, they're just, the servant's bringing us food, who cares? There are people that are like that. If there's someone that's like, look, I don't think that black people are as important as white people, or look, I don't think that, children in orphanages should be given the same, rights as children that have parents. When we're talking about people's character based on their convictions, we're talking about like biblically based things, that's different. And so I understand, and those are things that can help you determine, are we ready to go to the next level? You know what I mean? So those are just some things. Obviously, I'm not able to, share all things, but those are just some examples. And so now we're talking, when do we want to take it to the next level? And the best way that I would explain that is when you want to see that person exclusively, right? When you want to get to know them exclusively. Some people might even say when you believe that you could marry them. I would say when you believe that they are possibly marriage material. I think that's a lot of pressure to put on people. To say, okay, after five dates, you must know if you're going to marry them. Now, I say that as someone, again, that found out very early on that I was gonna marry the man that I ended up dating. So I'm not saying like, oh, just date whoever and figure it out later. I do believe that moving forward, you should be looking into someone that is desiring marriage as you are desiring marriage, and that you guys have similar goals and dreams and things like that. So I have a couple of questions that you guys can ask yourself before you take it to the next level. One really important one is, have you met each other's friends? If you guys have just been going on a few dates and you don't know anybody from his life, and he doesn't know anybody from your life, but you want to take it to the next level, I do think that that could have some damaging repercussions, I believe is the right word. You want to see how they interact around other people. If you've been going on a couple of dates with a guy and then you bring him around your friends and he's flirting with all of your female friends and making them feel uncomfortable, then that might be either a conversation and or a goodbye. And so you want to make sure that you guys are engaging with other people. Another one is, have you met each other's family? A lot of people, especially as they get older, especially as they hit their mid-20s to mid-30s and getting up there in age, and I say that as someone that is in their late 20s, they're like, well, they don't really need to meet my family. I think it's a beautiful thing. If you have a family that you trust, if you have people, even if it's not the whole family, I'm not talking, all the grandparents and aunts and uncles, but if you have a brother or a sister, a mom or a dad that you trust, that you really care about, that really cares about you and your well-being, and you know that that you can trust them, you should say, hey, I'd like to invite you to a cookout with my family. I'd like to see how you hang around them or stuff like that. It's so good to see. The things that your friends say and the things that your family says about the person that you're interested in. Now, make sure that you keep in mind that you're the person that's in a relationship with them, right? So make sure that you're not introducing them to 10, 15, 20, 30, 45 people and then starting a bunch of group chats behind their back and being like, what did you think? What did he say? What, for real? Because at the end of the day, you're the person that's in a relationship with them. So I recommend, I've used this word before, it's a very old-fashioned word, but I recommend having a village, having those people that are your accountability partners, those people that are for you and not against you. If you have someone, excuse me, if you're 20 and you're seeing someone and you believe that they're a God-fearing person and you're a God-fearing person and you guys are moving toward a relationship and you've got somebody in your life and they're like, oh, you're only 20, like you're too young, like you need to wait another 15 years, you guys can't figure out your life. It doesn't sound like that person is for you. It sounds like that person is for their own traditions. Remember, traditions, convictions, they're two different things, bruh. So don't get those things confused and mixed up. I struggle with that, y'all. I have such a hard time with that. I have a really hard time with that when I, because I've met with a lot of parents who their daughters or their sons have listened to my music or listened to my talks, and I've counseled them through like dating relationships and stuff like that, and then they're like in their early 20s or something, and they want to be in a relationship, and their parents are like, no, I'd rather them finish college first, I'd rather them get a job first, I'd rather them do all this stuff. And I'm like, great, that's awesome, but did you ask God what He says? And can you show me the scripture where it says, finish your college degree and then you will fall in love with the person that God has sent for you? If you can show me that in scripture, then we will talk. But also not, because I know it's not there. So have you introduced them to your parents? Have you brought them around your family, your friends, your village? If you don't have people like that in your life, go get them. Go get them now. We're living in a really challenging time, but also a really beautiful time, because it's easy to build a village right now. Online church, it is easier to connect with community and build community than it ever was. If you're watching this right now, you have all the tools needed to build a community. Now, I understand that it's hard and it's challenging to go through sometimes, feel like you're visiting church after church and all that stuff, and small group after small group, but put in the work, build your village. It's totally worth it. Have you talked about dreams and goals beyond a vague conversation? So if you guys have gone on a couple dates now and he said things like, yeah, I think it'd be really cool to, go on a mission trip one day, or I think it'd be really cool to start a school one day. I think it'd be really, like those are dreams, and that's a bit vague, if you will. But have you talked about these things on a serious level? Have you sat down with this person and been like, not so much like, what's your 5-year plan, but where do you see yourself in 5 years? What are you working toward? If they're in college, what do you want to do after school? Not that everybody has to have it all figured out. Not that everybody has to solve all of life's complexities and plans right away, but you want to know that there is some sort of depth to the dreams and the goals that are on their heart and your heart, and maybe they even work together, So let's see. Another one before you take it to the next level. Do you always text or communicate first? Or do they wait to text? And you want to make sure that you're not always texting first, that you're not always calling first. Now, that might not be a reason to end it with someone, but that could be a reason to say, hey, how are you doing? I feel like I text you a lot. You should text me sometime. Maybe they're like, I'm not a big texter. Okay, you should call me on the phone. I don't really like to talk on the phone. Okay, we should FaceTime. I don't really like to FaceTime. Okay, well, you're clearly not trying to have a relationship. Bye. Make sure that you're not always the one reaching out, that you're not always the one building this, that you're not always the one trying to make this happen. That goes for both guys and girls. There's something different between like pursuing someone, and having to chase them in an unhealthy way. So how is that conversation going? No, if they're at work, I don't need y'all to be like, uh-uh, he's at work, but he didn't text me. Well, yes, honey, he's trying to work. But there should be a healthy amount of communication that you guys are able to have that is beyond the dates. Another one is undivided attention. Don't try to move forward with someone that's not giving you their undivided attention. If it's during the week sometime and you guys aren't going to see each other for a week or two and you want to call, but they're like, oh, let's just text, or I don't have time to FaceTime. Undivided attention is so important. And that's something that, especially as millennials and as Gen Z, we have to be even more cautious of that. We really, really do. We have to make sure that we are not on our phones all the time when we're talking to someone, as I'm ironically on the phone talking to you guys. But with Aaron and I both, that's something that he and I both hold each other accountable for. When we're having dinner, especially with the baby, because we're trying to make sure that we instill that in her from an early age, put the phones down. I did a day in the life vlog the other day, and I was, vlogging while I was with my family, but there was so much you guys didn't see because, one, I didn't want my phone with my family, and two, I let my husband know ahead of time, like, hey, I want to film a little bit of this, film a little bit of that. Because everything in our lives doesn't have to go on Instagram. Everything in our lives doesn't have to go on social media. And I don't have to be on Instagram or TikTok when I'm with my family. Undivided attention is so important. And it's difficult to give, which is why it's so beautiful when you receive it. Hey friends, what's up? Jamie Grace here. I know I'm interrupting my own podcast, and I know that's like a super weird thing to do, but here's the thing. The episode that you just listened to an excerpt of is readily made fully available. What? Did that make any sense? It's fully available online at patreon.com/Jamie Grace. And I know a lot of people are probably like, boo, but here's the thing. Let me just be transparent with you guys and just let you guys know what's up. So a lot of y'all know that I'm an indie artist. I sing and write and play guitar for a living. And the main way that I'm able to create music and then also other types of content that you can find on my podcast and stream for free and stuff like that is one, by self-funding, and then two, by the incredible team over at Patreon. And you can totally join that team if you want to have exclusive access to episodes, full episodes like this one and other videos, and also my songs before they're released. It's $5 a month, and you also, oh yeah, you get free shipping on a lot of my merchandise online. There are a lot of really cool perks. It's a really fun community. We do live streams every couple of months just for the Patreon community. And I'm going to be honest with you guys, I'm so grateful for it. Now, whether you're a patron or not, even if you're, you know, subscribing to the podcast, leaving a review, whatever it might be, I just want to say thank you so much for your support of what I do. It means a whole lot to me, no matter what way you are supporting. So thank you in advance, whether you subscribe, review, tell your pet turtle about me, whatever you want to do, man. But if you would like to hear the full episode of what you were just listening to, go ahead and hop on over to patreon.com/Jamie Grace. Thank you guys so much. Okay, bye.